With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. In March of this year, Hospital Sisters Health System announced it was closing Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. While those hospitals are about 150 miles from Rhinelander, their closure is having an impact here. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
In Wisconsin, there's an average of one psychiatrist for every 490 people. For comparison, the nation's top state is one for every 290.
The wait list to get in with some of the therapies is very long, which is unfortunate. So that need is certainly increasing. We're seeing it particularly in 2024, a substantial increase.
Mary Rideout is the Oneida County Social Services Director and the Interim Director for the Human Service Center. On top of a lack of providers, there's now fewer facilities in the state than there were a year ago that will take people experiencing a mental health crisis. Rideout says Oneida County is fortunate to have both Aspirus Kohler Behavioral Health Services in Rhinelander and North Central Healthcare in Wausau. But when those fill up, the next closest facilities were in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. With those now closed, they have to send people even further to mental health facilities in Winnebago or to one near Madison.
The impact for us is that as there's just less services available in northern Wisconsin, the facilities that we're used to utilizing are probably going to be more full and less available. And so that's really where we support any additional mental health within the Northwoods.
Following a similar resolution out of Polk County, where the impact of the closures is being felt even more, the Oneida County Board passed a resolution last week urging state legislators and the governor to provide funding to establish an inpatient acute behavioral health facility to serve counties in northern Wisconsin. It also encouraged other county boards in northern Wisconsin to join the lobbying effort. The resolution passed with 18 in favor, 3 absent. Rideout says her department is also focused on increasing the amount of community mental health services with the goal of helping people before they need hospitalization. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A legal challenge is expected since the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted key permit approvals to a Canadian energy company to reroute its controversial Line 5 pipeline in northern Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The DNR's approval allows Enbridge Energy to begin preparations for the rerouting project. Attorney Stephanie Sosi with Earth Justice represents the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Tribe, whose lands have been directly affected by Line 5 for years. She says Enbridge still needs federal approval to move forward with construction.
So this is not a foregone conclusion that Enbridge is going to have this pipeline operating. There's a lot of processes, there's a lot of approvals, and this is just one of them. And we're ready to stand with the band and figure out ways to make sure that whatever approvals there are, that they comply with the law.
She explains the current line is illegally trespassing on tribal lands, and Enbridge's solution is to add 41 miles to reroute it, which would still have dire consequences in the event of an oil spill. A pending lawsuit by the tribe to have the line completely removed from its lands awaits a federal court decision that could halt the project entirely. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments that could determine whether the swing state's top elections official, who has been the target of disproven Republican election conspiracy theories, remains in her post. Republicans who control the state Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf last year, leading the commission to sue in an effort to keep Wolf in the job. The commission plans to argue before the state Supreme Court today that it should uphold a lower court's ruling in Wolf's favor, but Republican lawmakers argue the commission must vote on appointing an administrator. Hunters excited to take part in Wisconsin's upcoming deer season may put their health at risk. Dr. Marcus Sablet, an interventional cardiologist with Aspirus Health, says hunting requires a lot of exertion.
Deer hunting is a highly exertional activity that many people only engage in once per year. Deer hunters can be at risk for a heart attack, predominantly because many of them are men who are either middle-aged or older, and that's a population that historically has higher risk of heart problems such as cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart attack, and heart failure.
Dr. Sablet talked about symptoms that may show you're having a heart attack.
Symptoms of a heart attack consist of chest pain or chest pressure predominantly located in the chest, somewhat off to the left side of the chest in most people, but many other people can feel it in their left upper arm or left shoulder. Sometimes it radiates up into the lower neck or into the lower jaw.
Dr. Sublette advises hunters to be realistic about their physical abilities and listen to their bodies. Seek help immediately if a heart attack is suspected. Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the fall 2024 drug take-back collection. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says the state collected 55,493 pounds of unwanted medications this fall. While Drug Take-Back Day technically only happens twice a year, any day can be Drug Take-Back Day at one of Wisconsin's more than 500 permanent drug disposal boxes. These boxes are accessible year-round at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics around the state. There's a statewide push to switch 911 communications in Wisconsin from analog to digital. Lincoln County is starting the process to switch to next-gen 911.
This is a huge advancement for our public safety sector.
We'll take you through what that transition looks like and how it's expected to improve emergency response in the county. That story's coming up tomorrow on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.